time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Nick Tatton with Price City. They had a Planning and Zoning Commission meeting the other day for Price City, and looks like Price City has taken a couple of steps to get a new subdivision coming into Price. We're going to talk about the location, how many homes, what all it's going to entail, and those kinds of things. So just to get the information out there, we brought Nick in to talk to him about it. Nick, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here. Always happy to help get word out on what's going on and hang out with you for a little while.
Anytime you can come and hang out is a good time.
That's right.
It beats working.
Well, I mean, this is actually work, I guess, right?
Right.
So the funnest part of our work.
That's right. So let's talk about this. It is a 66-lot subdivision that is coming into Price. This went through planning and zoning last night. You guys had meetings. You had the public there. And kind of it went right through. So let's talk about the location of it, how many homes are going to be on the site, and all that good stuff.
Sure. So a nice guy named Russ Fowles bought some property in the North Price area. So this will be at the very up in the dirt area, the very north end of 5th East. And from there up around the Cove Basin Detention Pond and Trail up around there and comes out on 3rd East and 2nd East. So top of 3rd East and 2nd East, north end there around the pond, then down to 5th East is the general location. There were a few platted out lots already up in the area, and Russ is planning to add 66 more lots. So the total build out, if it gets there, the total build out could be around 80 total homes, and seems like a lot of demand in the area right now. So a lot of kind of fun to work on good projects like this and help the community grow and improve and spread the burden amongst all of us a little bit.
So let's talk about this for just a moment. When someone wants to do something like this, what kind of steps do they need to come to you at the Planning Commission with? What do they need to have in hand when they say, okay, this is what I want to do? Because they can't just come in and say, okay, I'm going to put these homes here. So what right. kind of steps and basically like due diligence that you guys as Price City would go through with the developer?
Sure. So we've been working with Russ for probably a year or more now. And Russ first came and said he'd like to, develop this property and wanted to talk about what it might entail to do it. That was his due diligence before he purchased the property. And then, of course, when you own property, you have rights, water rights, animal rights, different things on different property, mineral rights maybe. One of them are development rights. And so he purchased the property and decided he wanted to subdivide it and develop it. And so to go through that process, there's literally the process that identifies how the lots will be laid out and where they'll be in their shape and the roads in between and the size and those kind of things. And the approval to literally change the lines on the ground, make lots out of just a field. The more complex, and that's an engineering and a survey matter and has some expertise and it is very technical. That's what's recorded at the county recorder's office. So when you go buy, so you can get your mortgage and buy lot number 26 and build your house. I think more to your question, Dave, is the development process and that's really complex. There's a series of meetings with the Planning Commission that, here's a concept of what I'm thinking about. What do you think about this? Oh, we need to move the road here so it'll connect over here to another future road. From a long-term perspective, how do the water lines connect, the sewer lines, electric utilities, traffic circulation? So there's a lot of review that goes into that, and a lot of engineering. So in this case, very detailed and complex engineering reports on soil composition, so that roadways, roads are built and they're solid for a long time in the community and serve the community well, so that people's footers and foundations are the right design and the homes are solid and with some of the shale that's in the area, those are real important. Stormwater control and the engineering for that are very important and take a long time to engineer out and review and amend and change and retain and release stormwater, and how does that affect the roads and make sure the people on the downstream side don't end up with more stormwater than they have, or that floods their yards or anything like that. So there's a real long and complex packet of what they call the civil engineering that gets reviewed and approved. And ultimately that all came together last night at the Planning Commission.
So once again, this is something that you've been working with him for a couple of years, you said.
Oh, a long time, yeah.
So in layman's terms, let's put it this way. This still isn't something that's going to happen. Like, they're not going to go up there and start, you know, tearing up and building roads and stuff tomorrow.
Not tomorrow, but probably as soon as next month, in a few weeks.
And,
yeah.
So it could happen that quickly, and then we could start seeing homes being built perhaps by the end of the year, or is that still too soon?
I think this summer, yeah. I think you'll see some of the original homes go in, maybe a model or two, and the homes will start being added at the same time. The infrastructure is extended, curb gutter, sidewalk, roadways, water lines, fire hydrants, that type of thing. And he's got a real aggressive thought on getting the development done and in. And of course, I think the return on his investment is, you know, part of the motivation to be timely with it. And part of that process we talked about is mitigations of impacts in the neighborhoods, things like construction hours and noise control and dust control, and all the contractors will be on site, and the city requiring that the developer make sure that they're all insured. So if something happens, you know, in the community to a neighbor, to the development, that shouldn't happen, that there's some recourse that can repair, replace, to take care of any problems that might come up. So, yeah, a lot of moving parts, but something kind of exciting for the community. I think there's going to be some nice homes in the area, and might take a few years before, you know, the whole build out is done if things stay on track, and so I guess we'll see.
And you know, you and I were talking about this before we came on the air. This is really just it's going to take phases, and this is really just one step in getting some homes back into the area and back on the market, and getting people to where they could, you know, buy a new home or even move down here. There may be people that are looking to move to our area that the home is just not right yet for them, and this is going to help with that as well.
Yeah, I agree, Dave. And I mean, there's some anecdotal stories of some entities, public sector entities, private entities in the area that have had job opportunities, people lined up to move to our community, to take those job opportunities, add to our community, literally couldn't find a place to live. I think I was working with some of the realtors yesterday, and I think inside of the Price City boundaries, there was four or five or six, depending on kind of how you counted them, of possible rentals or sales of homes available for sale. And I think it's in the low teens community wide right now. And, you know, historically that number's averaged closer to 60 or 80 for sale, and sometimes too many.
Right.
But, I think this will help with allowing folks an opportunity to have a home. I think it'll help with circulation of utilities and traffic and pedestrians in the neighborhoods. Russ is approaching it right. The city's real pleased with the work he's done from an engineering and a civil development perspective. So we're excited to see him get started.
All right. Everybody, you know, it's coming, so get ready. A new subdivision right there in North Price. Get some more homes on the market, and maybe people have been waiting. This might be the opportunity that you've been looking for. Nick, thank you so much for taking out the time and coming to talk to us and bringing us up to date on Price City and letting us know about this. And if anybody has questions, you guys love it. Just give you guys a call, right? That's what
Sure.
you're there for.
Yeah. Yeah, just call City Hall, ask, talk to me, shoot me an email. Happy to answer any questions. If it's, you know, things that are specific to the developer, we can get you in touch with Russ even, and he's a real nice guy. He's happy to talk to people, and I think he'll be in town a whole lot as this takes place.
All right. Speaking with Nick Tatton with Price City. Once again, Nick, thank you so much for taking out the time this
morning.
Appreciate
it. It's always fun to be here.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.